You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
A couple minutes ago, I talked about how you can catch us on the stream. That stays the same on RadioMD.com, but it's, use GabSatellite.com for the other alternative for streaming, GabSatellite.com. LeVarne Burton, President and Chief Executive Officer of the American Kidney Fund, and she serves as Chair of the National Health Council Board of Directors. With the AKF, she has propelled the organization to a lot of milestones. The expansion of AKF's kidney disease screening program all across the country. Also, a lot of public awareness media campaigns, and also an annual gala, which is called the Hope Affair, and that brings together a lot of the national renal community. March is National Kidney Month, so LeVarne, thank you for joining us here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I think last week we had a guest on talking about brain aneurysms, and a brain aneurysm is something, unfortunately, that some people aren't aware of until, you know, sadly it happens. Is that the same for kidney problems? Are symptoms of kidney problems pretty much silent until maybe, you know, it develops where you have a kidney problem, if you know what I mean?
Good afternoon, Dr. Mike, and thanks so much for giving us this opportunity to kick off National Kidney Awareness Month, which, as you say, is in March. And you're right, kidney disease and kidney failure is one of those silent things that you may not get symptoms until you are in a very advanced stage or possibly even in kidney failure. But there are some other things that you can look for so it doesn't have to be something that you are totally unprepared for. And in looking for these other things, looking for things like diabetes and high blood pressure, if you've got those, it puts you at very high risk. If you're African American, Asian, Native Americans, there are just some things that you can look for. And if you fall into any of those groups, then it gives you an opportunity to take action to prevent this disease because it is highly preventable.
And here's Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike.
And so you said it is highly preventable. Now, there are 90,000 people, is that right, who die of kidney failure every year?
That's right. About 90,000 people die of kidney failure every year.
And what do you, if you are saying, since that many people die of it, how many of those could be prevented?
You know, I don't want to give an exact number because I don't think we're that certain, but there's research that says perhaps as many as 90% of them could be prevented. Kidney disease progresses very slowly. To some extent, that's an advantage because it gives you lots of opportunity to try to find out what's going on. And if you fall into some of those high-risk groups, especially if you've got diabetes and hypertension, the leading causes of kidney disease, then you want to work closely with healthcare providers to bring those diseases under control because that's going to allow you the possibility of slowing down the disease or stopping it or preventing it altogether. That's what you want to focus on. What are the things that I can do to stop this disease in its tracks?
So the leading causes, what are the you and I just discussed the leading causes before we get on, but go ahead and talk to our audience about the leading causes and then how they can prevent them.
Okay. About 40% of the cases of kidney disease are caused by diabetes when it's not properly controlled. Another quarter of the cases are caused by high blood pressure when it's not properly controlled.
So just 65%. You
right.
can really prevent 65% if you know your blood pressure and you know and get it under control and you manage your type 2 diabetes tight enough so you get the hemoglobin A1C below 6.
Right. And I don't want to leave people thinking that, well, you know, absolutely if I do everything possible that I can absolutely stop it in the tracks. But the vast majority of those cases, you can, in fact, stop it in the tracks if you get those things under control, get diabetes and high blood pressure under control and keep them under control. If you've got a family history of kidney disease, puts you at high risk. If you are African American or Asian American, Native American or Hispanic, also puts you at higher risk. And as you get older, if you're over 60, that also puts you at higher risk. All those things say, I want to make sure I get tested. That's number one. I want to test my kidney function to see how I'm doing.
And it's a relatively inexpensive test. Is that right?
It's a relatively inexpensive test. We at the American Kidney Fund do testing throughout the country. We, of course, can't get to everybody, but we do our own testing, and we invite people to come to our website or call us and get information about where and when we're doing that.
What's the URL? What's the website? How do they get to it?
Yeah. It's kidfund.org, kidneyfund.org. That'll bring you to our website.
For people who don't know how to spell kidney like myself, K-I-D-N-E-Y.
Yeah. That's right. And you can also call us, 866-300-2900. We want to share this information with you. We've got lots of brochures and fact sheets that you can download or we can send you. Lots of information on our websites. We really want to share this. We want people to be aware. We're very concerned about a situation where you have a disease that is highly preventable, and yet there is so little knowledge of it.
And even if you have the disease, you don't have to be afraid of it, because the progression is highly preventable. Is that right?
The progression is highly preventable. You want to do the things in addition to, you know, taking care of your diabetes and your high blood pressure if you've got those. You want to do all the things that we normally have to do to live a healthy lifestyle. You want to watch diet. You want to exercise. You want to stop smoke. Those kinds of things can help us in terms of dealing with this disease, slowing down the progression so that we don't end up in kidney failure, or taking good enough care of ourselves that we don't end up with having kidney disease or kidney in the first place.
Well, we have a couple questions on the email line. Anyone can email us questions at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. And this one's an interesting one. Is regular soda, I guess by that they mean sugared or has high fructose corn syrup, bad for my kidneys? Is diet soda a better choice?
That's an interesting question. I think with all of those things, let's go back to what we know about healthy living. And we know that anything that we do needs to be done in moderation. I wouldn't, you know, necessarily choose one over the other. I would just be moderate in whatever I do along that area because, again, the simple things that we know and that we've learned over the years we need to do in order to live a more healthy life.
So, in fact, I would go further than that and say there's no reason in today's calorie-rich world to have regular soda. You have to stay with a very small amount of it if you're going to stay under the maximum sugar load for, if you will, a diabetic or preventing arterial disease. So if you want to go to soda, it's much better to go with diet than regular. And there are recent data, as I understand it, that there is a increased risk of that the more diet sodas you have, there's a association, not a cause and effect, when you get over about three a day. I know that because I pay attention to the studies because I used to have 24 plus a day. And so I have paid attention to all the past studies on it, even though I've quit it totally. Now,
and what you just said suggests that, you know, if you're doing 24 a day, that's not moderate. That's not a healthy lifestyle. And you can't assume something says diet that you can have it in unlimited amounts.
24 is not healthy, and I have to thank my book writing partner, Mehmet, and especially Lisa, who encouraged me to get off totally. That was, 3 years ago now. We also have a question about juices. Is grape juice as good as cranberry juice? Does it make a difference what juice I have? And what about combining cranberry juice and alcohol?
Dr. Mike, let's hold on to that answer from her because I think we're coming up on a break here, if I hear music. LeVar, you can answer that quickly before we go to the break. I wasn't sure if we're going to the break.
I think, again, you've got sugar in those juices. And so, you know, you've got to watch that sugar because that's part of watching watching calories and watching your diet to hold down that weight.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.